bullet holes still scar the inside and outside of this home, a place that was a hospital during a skirmish known as the Battle of the Hemp Bales. The unique battle plan and the house that marks the spot is today's feature on the American Countryside.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Barbara Tiemann spends many of her days inside what is today known as the Anderson House.
Oliver Anderson was an experienced rope maker who had come from Kentucky, and he joined with his son-in-law, Henry Gratz, and they had a rope walk in a warehouse, and they made the rope from the hemp.
Making rope from hemp was common in the 1860s here in Lexington, Missouri, a major river town at the time. When the Civil War began, the Union Army saw Lexington as an important prize to be secured.
They took over what was called the Masonic College at that time, and that's where they maintained their fort. And all around it, they dug trenches to protect themselves.
The Union knew that General Sterling Price and his pro-Confederate Home Guard were on the way to root them out of town.
Because Price has surrounded the Union troops, they don't have any way of getting water. It was very hot.
In mid-September 1861, the Anderson House was in the middle of the action.
On the very first day, it changes hands three times with different people trying to control the house, and it should have just been neutral. It was a hospital.
Price's Home Guard troops found a unique way to advance up the hill toward the Union stronghold without being harmed.
General Harrison came up with the idea of taking the hemp bales, getting them wet so that the bullets wouldn't make them catch on fire, rolling them up the hill so the men could hide behind them and then peek out and shoot.
That's why the conflict is often referred to as the Battle of the Hemp Bales yet today. Price's army defeated the Union, but when they left town, the Northern forces moved back in and held on for the rest of the war. Today, the Visitor Center displays the hemp bales that played an important part in the battle. Traveling the countryside in Lexington, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.